Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries for Q4 and FY17 earnings call. From the management side, we are represented by Mr. Taparia, who's the MD, Mr. Somani, who's the CFO, and Mr. Saboo, who is the AVP Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. Without taking too much time, I now hand over the floor to Taparia. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening to everybody. Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the audited standalone and consolidated financial result for the fourth quarter/year ended 31st March 2017. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company's product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 95,870 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹1,242 crore during the fourth quarter of the current year against sale of 101,467 tons and net product turnover of ₹1,149 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, resulting in volume degrowth of 6% and achieving product value growth of 8%. The company sold 340,906 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹4,376 crore during the year under review against sale of 329,350 tons and net product turnover of ₹4,097 crore in the corresponding period of the previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 4% and 7% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the fourth quarter of the current year amounted to ₹1,285 crore and ₹245 crore as compared to ₹1,199 crore and ₹214 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 7% and 14% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the current year amounted to ₹4,467 crore and ₹767 crore respectively as compared to ₹4,217 crore and ₹705 crore for the corresponding period of previous year, recording increase of about 6% and 9% respectively. The total consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the fourth quarter of the current year amounted to ₹201 crore and ₹146 crore as compared to ₹161 crore and ₹115 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 25% and 27% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the current year amounted to ₹582 crore and ₹428 crore respectively as compared to ₹517 crore and ₹369 crore for the corresponding period of previous year, recording increase of about 13% and 16% respectively. The board of directors has recommended payment of final dividend at a rate of 600%, that is ₹12 per equity share, including special dividend at 250%, that is ₹5 per equity share, to commemorate the completion of 75th year of the company on  12,70,26,870 equity shares of ₹2 each for the year ended 31st March 2017, which together with interim dividend paid at 150%, that is rupee 3 per equity share, aggregate at 750%, that is rupee 15 per equity share for the current year, previous year 375%, that is 7.5 rupees per equity share for 9 months, total outflow for dividend including checks on distribution absorbed a sum of rupees 229 crore as against rupees 115 crore in previous year, and the previous year was only for 9 months. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the current year ended 31st March 2017 as compared to corresponding period of the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 2% in volume and 7% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 3% in volume and 4% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 10% in volume and 9% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 5% in volume and 4% in value term. The share of overall sale in the value added product has been 37.54% of the total sale in the year ended 31st March 2017, as against 36.63% in the corresponding previous year. The company's focus remains to increase the share of value-added products in its turnover. Total borrowing of the company stands at rupees 228 crore as on 31st March 2017, as against rupees 413 crore as on 31st March 2016. Average monthly net borrowing level during the current year remained at rupees 382 crore. Against rupees 401 crore in the corresponding period in the previous year. Average cost of borrowing as on 31st March 2017 came down to 6.56% per annum as against 8.78% per annum as on 31st March 2016. Total debt equity ratio as on 31st March 2017 came down to 0.15 times as against 0.34 times as on 31st March 2016. Company has no plan to increase its borrowing level. It is committed to become virtually debt-free in next year. The company has incurred capex of rupees 213 crore during the year under review. The company envisages further capex in the range of rupees 300 to 350 crore in the financial year 17-18, mainly on the following. Starting up 3 greenfield plastic product manufacturing complex in the southern India, northeastern region and at Gilot in Rajasthan for industrial component. To increase capacity and range of rotor molded product. To increase or install new capacity of protective packaging product at Hosur, Malanpur and Kharagpur. To invest in new capacity of performance packaging film at Khopoli. To invest in mold for new varieties of fitting and bath fitting products. To invest in mold to enlarge range of furniture and blow molded furniture products. To invest in additional equipment for cross plastic film. To invest in increasing capacity of composite LPG cylinder. To invest in balancing equipment and automation at all the plant as may be required. The company is confident of meeting its capital expenditure requirement through its internal accrual and supplier's credit. Company has signed an MOU for the supply of 250,000 composite cylinder and issued initial order for 30,000 pieces from its customer in Bangladesh. Supply of initial order quantity has been completed in last quarter of year under review. The same has been produced on continuous basis with 90% plant efficiency, which boosted the morale and given good experience of plant running for the first time. Company has also made breakthrough in other overseas market and some quantity have been supplied in various different countries. Company is also developing new sizes to add variety to its offering and engaged in developing new development to minimize product cost. The company believes that the overall economic situation in our country post-demonetization looks robust. This will lead to higher growth in coming years for the company, as the company's product mostly catered to domestic needs. The business conditions look favorable due to execution of various initiatives announced and getting implemented by the central and state government. Implementation of GST regime by 1st July 2017, which will integrate the country's economy as one. Affordable house for all by 2022. Doubling the farmer's income by 2022 from the base year of 2016. Increased spending on irrigation, augmenting drinking water supply, and strengthening sewage and drainage network. All these initiatives will boost company's business and offer new business opportunity to the company. Polymer prices except PVC resin remain range-bound at affordable level. However, due to demonetization, the polymer consumption growth in the previous year was around 9%, resulting in countrywide consumption of around 15 million tons as compared to 13.7 million tons in the previous year. This is a brief and overall summary for the year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to only use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We will take the first question from the line of Anshuman Atri from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the results. My question is regarding volume growth. So this decline, was it more because of weak demand in January, February, and has the demand recovered from March onwards, and how is it looking as of now?
No, demand at a degrowth level up to middle of March, the restriction on withdrawal of cash money from bank account was withdrawn only on 13th March. It took another 1-2 more days. From second half of March, the demand is revived, and now going forward in this month onward, the demand is quite robust.
Okay. So second question is regarding margins. So is it possible to get quarterly margins of the segment and also the CPVC as well as silpaulin volumes?
Segment wise, my colleague Mr. Somani will tell you.
Yes. Segment wise margin for the quarter is plastic piping 16%, packaging products 26.6%, industrial product 17%, consumer product 23%, and for the first time composite 10.5%.
Okay, thank you. How about the CPVC and silpaulin numbers?
Dear, now as a matter of policy,
okay,
we are refraining from giving the volumes and CPVC and extra film particularly in the interest of the owners.
So can you give us some broad idea as to whether CPVC market, how was it the CPVC market and how was the CPVC market and whether there was a...
CPVC market in the country overall had a degrowth of 5%.
Okay. And in terms of Chinese CPVC resins, so have you seen the inflows coming in still strong or has it subsided as of now?
Oh, PVC resin or CPVC?
CPVC.
CPVC resin adequately available.
No, I'm saying the Chinese imports which are coming at much cheaper rates.
The Chinese import, we don't consider the proper quality, so we don't consume Chinese material. Yes, it is substandard material.
Yes, sir, not supreme, but by the industry. So have
I think overall now it has started coming down.
Okay, great. Thank you and all the best.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Chirag Sitalwat from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
If you could tell us the growth expectation for next year in volume terms and where do you see margins being sustained?
Okay, sorry.
Next year volume.
Next year volume.
Yeah.
Next year, we believe that our volume growth will be, again, it should come back to 12 to 15%. We are only a little bit concerned about how much economy can be disrupted by GST. How many weeks it will be disrupted. We get advice from people that it may be disrupted only by 3 weeks. Somebody says maybe by even 7 to 8 weeks. But after the GST stabilized, the demand growth for organized players will only grow. Meaning the share of unorganized players will come down and share of organized players will go up, and we have got reasonable competition from or reasonable supply from unorganized players in plastic, in our furniture, in our tarpaulin, a foam, in all the divisions. So going forward, definitely from August onward, if the GST comes on 1st July, our growth will be better.
And so where would you see your operating margin sustaining at?
We are forecasting today between 15 to 15.5%.
And so Mr. Somani, if you could give us the net revenue by segment. You've given us the gross revenues, but just from a comparison standpoint, if you could give us the net revenues.
Yeah. Revenue for the quarter or for the year?
For the quarter.
For the quarter, plastic piping, 736 crore. For the packaging products, 45 crore.
I'm sorry?
Packaging products, 245 crore.
245.
Industrial products, 179 crore. Product 81 crore, composites 8 crore.
Great, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Praveen Sai from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, can you give us some light on the cross laminate film as the one of the competition is also saying coming with an aggressively. So how you are seeing this market? Because you are a dominant player and so can you give light on
that? Yes, the player who launched the product 25 years before. Mm-hmm. Our brand is a very powerful brand recognized throughout the country. And now we have our collaborator developed a new product with a further better property in the cross laminated film. That is cross-laminated bonded film, and we are happy to produce now all the thicknesses, and we are marketing more and more of the cross-laminated bonded film, where we have got patent protection and we have got no competition. Apart from that, we have now penetrated more countries in the world market. Last year, we could make a first export to US market and UK, Denmark and Australia. We are earlier exporting in several countries, so we are going on now penetrating our product because we make labor-intensive product, so we see great opportunity for our product in export market also.
Okay, so way forward, we'll see the export contribution in this particular pie will increase.
So export contribution will increase in our cross-limited, cross-line bonded will increase, so we expect that our volume growth will continue.
Okay, and about the domestic, is there a sign of a competition increasing or anything, you know, impacting on the...
As of today, there is one player who is producing less than 2,000 tons per year. And as of today, we don't have much competition, but one more company we are told that is going to come, but still we have not seen the product in the market.
Okay. Great. And also in the CapEx plan, you had mentioned about the industrial component you are going to increase. So what kind of actually in the industrial component, like auto or electronics, where you are going to expand in that?
We are putting the plant in Ghiloth in Rajasthan to cater to the need of Daikin. Daikin is the number one air conditioner producer of Japan, or the world actually. And we are going to make on principally only to make component for Daikin air conditioner.
Okay. And in the northeast and the south also you mentioned.
We are putting in Telangana in the south and in the northeast in Assam, and they will be making varieties of plastic product to service the customer of that area in a more efficient manner.
Okay, so you have clients out there already for the you know, industrial component?
No, we have no industrial component plant in Ghiloth. We have a plant at other location.
No, I'm saying in the Telangana and Assam, you are.
We have no plant. Telangana will be our first plant, and we are putting a plastic product complex.
There we are not going for industrial component.
Okay.
Telangana will be on normal plastic product only.
Okay.
I'll write the plastic product.
And lastly, on composite LPG cylinders, as you had mentioned, gotten a contract from Bangladesh. So, and also you mentioned that the capacity is going to increase. But I believe we have already 4 or 4.5 lakh capacity in place. So, like we are getting more orders from different part of the world. Or?
We are optimistic for 3-4 reasons. Principal reason is the government of India now. Both from us, 4,500 pieces, they could not launch in the domestic market, but they were waiting for BIS clarification. Now the BIS has already formulated the BIS specification, and we are being told that in the month of May, that is next month, they will launch this composite cylinder with LPG in domestic market. We are very confident with the success they are going to get, an big response from our Indian customer. And today the population of composite cylinder in our country is 200 million cylinders. And they normally require 8 to 10% replacement every year. And if the government gets good response, we are confident that they will buy much larger volume. Similarly, we are negotiating with 2 more countries in the world market where they were looking for a larger volume. So our aim is that in the event one of these orders fructify, then our capacity will fall short, so we are preparing ourselves. We are keeping the investment plan ready in our drawing board so that whenever such order comes, we will immediately place an order to expand capacity. So our current capacity of 450,000 numbers will then prove inadequate. So this is a preparation of getting order. And now we made already quite a big customer acquaintance on the product, and we got several approval already in place. So we want to be ready that when such opportunity comes, we should not delay in expanding capacity.
Okay, so can you name the country from where, apart from Bangladesh, you are
not possible to name the country.
Okay. Lastly, sir, your Kharagpur plant, at what capacity that's currently on, and how is the utilization level out there?
The plant overall can be 70,000 tons. Remember, of all various products together.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Right. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the inventory days. If I look at it on a year-on-year basis, the number has gone up. So is it because of a 9-quarter year and a 3-quarter year and a 4-quarter year? Is it a function of that, or is
apart from 9-quarter, it is because the business condition is quite robust up to month of October.
Okay.
We contracted lots of quantity of raw material to supply to our customers for the month of November, December, January.
Okay.
And after demonetization, 9th November onwards, the demand has fallen dramatically. So whatever extra raw material we have got, we had to produce the goods, and so our free goods stock has gone up very high. We believe this will be all corrected by June end.
Okay, so sir, we can expect this number to go down, right, incrementally as demand comes up?
Expected to go down for sure.
Okay. Sir, my second question is, will you be able to provide some color on the segmental margins, because on a sequential basis, it has moved up quite a bit. Specifically packaging, industrial products and consumer.
My colleague will give you the margin of each of the division for the full year.
For the year, on piping system, we had a margin of about 16%.
Sir, Somani sir, I have the numbers for the full year. I'm specifically asking pertaining to the quarter. There has been a sharp improvement on a sequential basis. So if you could please provide some reasons specifically for packaging products, industrial products and consumer products.
Why margin is better in packaging?
And being better in mail.
Fourth quarter.
And fourth quarter margin better in packaging, you want to know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So packaging products, it has improved from roughly 20% to 27%.
You are right, because in our packaging division, in cross-level film,
right,
we have always big business in the month of January, February, where we sell goods based on some off-season scheme.
Okay.
Due to demonetization, the business has shrunk dramatically. People did not buy the goods under oxygen scheme, where whatever money people had, they wanted to buy, invest money only in those products which they can sell immediately. The money what they invest in our oxygen scheme in January, February, that can be encashed only in month of April and May. As the proportion of oxygen sales went down in the quarter, so overall margin has come on surface of film division, of course, even the film division also. That's why our margin for overall quarter was good. And similarly, in performance packaging film also, we have moved to various products which are value-added products. We have gone down in our edible oil business, and which has also improved our margin. In protective packaging division, we have also made some cross-limited products, cross-linked polythene foam, and where also we introduced several consumer products, which also contributed to a better margin. So there are so many products have come into the division and which are contributed better margin. As you heard from us, we are investing a lot of money in protective packaging division, in performance packaging film and cross plastic film this year.
Okay. Sir, that helps. Sir, likewise on consumer products also, it is sizable, like more than 500 bps expansion on a sequential basis. Sir, is this number sustainable of 24-25% margins, or how should one look at it?
No, overall margin demand for the whole year was more than 18%. Because our share, we have taken a policy decision years before to reduce our share of commodity product, and we are considering the market that we are supplier of premium plastic furniture product. So our proportion of premium furniture product has gone up.
Okay. So, sir, can one assume this number to sustain, or should one assume, say, 19-20% full year margins to sustain for next year as well?
Very difficult to say about margin, but the policy will remain that we will continue to remain more and more player in premium furniture product. More and more we will continue to focus to make value-added product in our packaging division. So the focus directly will remain the same, but margin will remain very difficult to forecast.
Correct. Okay. Sir, my last two questions. Sir, any color on the new product launches? And specifically, I think we have also gone, we have entered into kids segment. We have launched a brand called Funjoy. We haven't heard about this. If you could please, Funjoy, basically kids products.
Funjoy.
Yeah. Funjoy, that is a consumer product.
Sir, I didn't get you. Sir, if you could please elaborate on that and new product launches.
It's a consumer product for children.
Children
toy,
yeah.
For children toys, some children toy. Made from foam product. Some children,
yes.
Children product for from made from foam.
Correct. So, is this a sizable segment that we are looking at, sir?
There are segments which we operate, we consider them sizable. We have got enough capacity to go on waiting for it in the market.
Okay, and sir, this would fall under which sub-segment?
Packaging division.
Under packaging itself. Okay, sir. I'll, sir, get back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, can you help us with the capacity at the end of the year for all the three product verticals?
I request Mr. Saman to give it, please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We have a total installed capacity on a per annum basis as of March 2017 is about 540,000 metric ton.
Okay.
Which includes about 65,000 tons of industrial product,
mm-hmm.
28,000 furniture consumer product, and about 400,000 plastic piping system, and packaging product will be around 62,000.
Packaging is how much? 62
or 63,000 you can say.
63,000. Okay. And so going forward, where will you have the major capex out of these three verticals or four verticals?
Major capex.
We'll be investing in even more money on pipe division.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there you have more. The second thing, sir, I joined a bit late, but could you just help me with the volume and value of self-pulling and CPVC? I'm sorry if I have missed it.
No, self-pulling, CPVC, we don't give breakup classified information.
Okay.
The interest of owners, we don't give this information.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, so my question was on margins. In the quarter four that gone by, that was the margins at the higher end. So was there anything in the mix? Did you book a lot of composite cylinder business during the quarter? And when you were giving your margin outlook for FY18, you put it at about 15.5-16%. So you know, just trying to connect these two pieces of information.
For 17-18, you see, as a give a forecast in the month of April for the whole year, one has to be always very conservative. So, because they are generally very volatile.
Okay, so that, so, okay.
So and better to be on safer side, so we are saying earlier we used to say 14-14.5. This year we improved to 15-15.5.
And
actually, we are trying to move that more and more value-added product. So, it's very difficult to say for the full year.
So, sir, ideally speaking, the margins have to be higher than FY17, considering the mix and considering the growth. What's your assessment?
In 16-17, we had a lower sale of agriculture pipe. And agriculture pipe is always a very low margin.
Sorry, sir, 16-17?
We had a low sale of agriculture pipe.
Okay.
A pipe sale is with a very low margin.
Okay. There was a lower sale of agricultural pipe and which had a lower
margin. And they had a lower margin.
Okay.
And that has improved the margin of piping division.
Okay.
If the agriculture sale, pipe sale would have been quite large, then the margin would have been further lower than what we have achieved last year.
And what's your assessment on the quarter four margin of 18.5%? So, is there any LPU?
Which product?
Total.
Total.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything in the mix?
Again, because of the lower volume of take on the agri pipe.
Okay.
And also due to lower sale of off-season item in cross-limited film.
Okay. Okay.
Here we give off-season discount.
And my last question is on the composite cylinder side, what is the capacity that we had in FY17 and what was the utilization on that capacity?
Our capacity last year was hardly enough, 450,000 pieces and we could sell only 30,000 pieces, 25,000 pieces.
You are talking total capacity?
So total was 450 and what you sold was
29. It's close to 60% utilization we made last year.
On 450,000?
Yeah, on close to 500,000.
And what is the order book that we have considering these?
So you are talking of the cylinder or you are talking of the capacity of the company?
Cylinder, sir.
No, cylinder, so our capacity is 450,000 and last year we supplied 30,000 pieces to the Bangladesh.
Oral.
Another 5,000, so total 40,000 pieces you can say.
And what is the order book that you have now or prospective considering those?
Bangladesh order remaining pending of 220,000 pieces and other many orders we are expecting. That's why we are keeping ourselves ready that if the order comes, then we have to be able to expand capacity very quickly because our building is capable to have one more line and we aim to be very quickly to expand capacity.
When would you utilize this 450,000 completely?
When the order comes.
Okay.
We've been suffering for the last 2-3 years.
Okay.
We got approval from so many government. In our country also, they purchased the goods and they could not supply in the market. Now we are told that they will be releasing the product in the market in next month. And we expect that it will be very well accepted in our market. We remain quite optimistic.
The 220 order to Bangladesh is executable in how many years?
That will be executed this year.
Full, completely?
We expect so.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is regarding the CPVC market. Sir, what is our current market share in the CPVC market and how much do we expect the market to grow over the next 3-4 years?
CPVC market last year was -5%.
Sure. So part of that was because of demonetization, right?
Because of low activity in housing segment.
Yes.
Low requirement in plumbing, because CPC main market in India is on today's plumbing segment.
Correct. So over the next maybe 2-3 years, do we expect any growth in this market?
We don't expect more than, not very high growth. See, high growth period was over since last year.
Okay.
But our market is not growing very fast. Now depend, we have large industrial application and it may grow, we are not very optimistic how much percentage it can grow.
Okay. So and what is our current market share in the CPVC market?
I don't remember the numbers.
Sure. So my second question is regarding your composite products business. So currently, we ended the year with 9 crore revenues. Where do we envisage this revenue to go after, say, about the next 3-4 years?
On composite cylinder?
Composite products, yeah.
Once we get order from someone to more countries and also from India, then we'll be able to forecast directly about composite cylinder volume growth forecast. Today, we can't forecast.
Sure. Okay. So, and my last question is regarding GST. So, we do understand that, we are still seeking clarity in terms of rates in GST, but overall, what kind of impact do you expect on our industry and on Supreme post-GST?
GST is a game changer. It will not only affect, I don't have our industry, I talk our country's economy. Country economy will become one, our GDP will grow once GST is in place. And our company, we are players in organized market, and we know that in each of our segment, there are players who are unorganized players. And we talk unorganized players who are evading excise duty, surtax and power. And they will find very difficult to operate when GST is in place with all the regulation. We therefore believe that over a period, many of those unorganized players will graduate to become organized players. And so all our share of organized players will go up. And we therefore believe that our company's share also will go up. We have seen in the month of December, January, February, that in furniture segment, the share of organized player went up by 2%. It was earlier 45%. 55%, it went up to 57%. So over a period of 3-4 years, the share will go up for each of the segment of the organized player. So it will be good for our company's business also.
Sure. So this is very helpful. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Sir, a couple of questions. One is the plastic piping division had a degrowth of almost 10% for the quarter. So was it to do more with respect to the agri demand, not to the extent what one would have expected?
Agri demand was actually in dumps. They are only due to agricultural demand. They're very bad shape.
And as it started, we believe the demand has now started accelerating since...
And it started from 24th of March, to be precise.
Okay, so 24th March onwards...
But the demand has started and demand has become robust 3 days before.
Okay. And so my next question... is can you give us the status on the newly launched products over the last few years? So basically, of the products, I would want some status on the chrome-plated bath fittings, which we were supposed to start the facility for, the manholes, the flame guard CPVC, the tanks, and the sewerage pipes.
We talk item by item.
Sure.
Tanks are very well accepted. We are now finding shortage of capacity in certain area. We are expanding capacity also in certain locations for tanks. Our overhead water tanks, septic tank, both have been very well accepted.
Okay.
Our manhole, we got very great acceptance, but in number of volume, still we have not got much orders. Our line investment in CPVC for industrial application, we hardly got any order. It has still not taken off, but we are optimistic for this year onward. Our CPG file sprinkler system, after 2 years, we received the order first time and we executed an order of 30 lakh rupees to Mahindraj, and we are now optimistic that now BIS also getting finalized. CPG file sprinkler system will get a better business going forward this year.
Okay.
Our bath fitting business, we are struggling with the so many reject material quantity, and we could overcome only by December the whole all supply which has come back to us, because we told all our customers, whatever supply you receive and you found broken, you can return back even after later period. All things were complete by end of December. We can now declare that starting January, our aquacraft brand is now picking up very well, and we are quite optimistic in this year going forward. We have also launched chrome plated fitting also in bath fitting, and we are increasing our range dramatically from this year onward in bath fitting.
Okay, so we have already launched chrome plated bath fittings.
We have launched it, but they are based on imported product. Once the imported product become critical mass, then we intend to produce in India.
So currently, we are importing and
marketing
it.
Yeah, right.
And the facility will start from possibly next year.
We can't say, but we develop a critical mass of chrome plate, adequate quantity.
Right.
So on chrome plating, there is environment pollution cleanliness is a very elaborate subject.
Right.
Especially a red industry. So once we develop a very big volume, then only we will invest money with all those precautions to protect the environment before we launch in India.
Right. So thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Zishan Bhagwan from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had questions relating to Silpaulin. Could you please elaborate on how has the competitive intensity been in this particular product? Because we have seen recently a competitor is also launching products in this particular segment.
As of today, we don't find any competition problem. While the volume is insignificant, they may be struggling to establish the quality. So as of today, no intensity, nothing at all.
Okay. And sir, similarly, there has been composite cylinder product launch also by one of your competitors. So did you find any headwinds or any competition over there?
No, they were earlier than us, but they acquired some production capacity in Europe. So they were earlier than us, so definitely they are selling larger volume. And we are the two players. And we don't have India. World market is quite big on this business. There is no competition after all. There will be always players in every business.
Okay. Sir, just to follow up, is your product superior compared to what is there been available in the market?
Which item?
In the composite cylinder?
We both will be comparable because it has to go through all the regulation. It has to be approved by all regulations, otherwise it will not be purchased by any government authorities.
Okay. And sir, lastly, will it be possible for you to give a segment-wise installed capacity for the various businesses?
Okay, I'll tell my colleague to segment-wise, please.
Yeah. The capacities which I mentioned earlier, I'm just repeating, for industrial product, it is 62,000 metric ton.
Okay.
For consumer product, it is 28,000 metric ton. And for piping system, it is 387,000 metric ton. For packaging product, it is 63,000 metric ton. All put together, 540,000 metric ton is on 31st March 2017.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. How much do you expect this capacity to grow over the next year?
Which item?
Total capacity.
Overall capacity, not calculated, maybe not. Maybe I don't tell number, property number, we have not calculated how much tonnage will go up. So by value of our business age, it may go up, I don't know, maybe going up 10-12%. Our investment up till now goes in 2300 crore. And this year we expect to grow by 300-350 crore. So I can have a mix of all the product. The capacity may go up by 12-14%.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Clear. What is the capacity we have got? Because our gross investment is on today by 2300 crore.
Okay.
Special company. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have the next question from the line of Avi Mehta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question was specifically on the packaging segment. Despite the fact that in this year you had a better mix, you know, less off-season sales, as you said, on a year-on-year basis, your margins are more or less flat. So, is it that you are concerned or should about margin probably reaching a peak in this segment, sir?
No, in our packaging film, we are now adding many value-added products.
Okay.
Because packaging film constitutes three segments. First, you have film, protective packaging product, and performance packaging film. All the three segments, we are adding more value-added item. So maybe volume may not be growing so much, but value is growing higher, and so it is helping us to improve our margin. And also helping us to improve our return on average capital employed.
Okay, so it's going to be more a margin expansion story, should continue.
Naturally, because our focus is how to improve the return on average capital employed, that is the basic focus of the company.
Okay.
I'm glad to say that last year, despite notbandi, our return on average capital employed increased to 37%, which was higher than previous year.
Fair enough. Sir, second was on the indirect tax that you currently pay. Would you be able to kind of give us a level for the company? What is the level of indirect tax that we pay right now? VAT and excise duty?
Generally, excise duty we are only paying 12.5%.
Okay.
We uniform for all the product. Only the VAT rate is varying too much. So we do not know, after all, still government has not decided that what is the total GST rate for different items. They only inform the whole category, principally 5%, 12%, 18%, 28%. We do not know our product will fall under which category, which is known only in the last week of May.
Okay. And as a company, sir, what level would we be in VAT? I mean, I understand there are different different segments and each one has a different VAT rate, but would you...
Different VAT rate, and for the same product, different VAT rate in different state.
Okay. So, would you have an India average, sir, that you could share for probably segment-wise or...
Sorry?
India average VAT rate for segment-wise, because...
So, yet our product varies between normally either 6% or 12.5% to 14%. Major sale of our product are in the range of 6%.
Okay.
Some product are 12 to 14% also. I'm talking VAT rate.
Okay, sir. Okay.
So, if the VAT rate are put all falls in the category of 18%, then where we are paying today 12 to 14%, will come down to 6%, it definitely will boost the business of the company for that product.
Got it.
We pronounce today because we don't know what are going to rate.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Sorry, sir?
Am I clear?
Yes, sir. So this is clear. If I may go just to the last question, sir. You know, you argued, you know, I remember the third quarter, sir, you had indicated because of the notebandi, you know, the volume growth expectation had been moderated to 8 to 10%. But is it that it has been, I mean, it seems that it has been worse than what we had expected.
We must expect that, we must accept that we went wrong in our calculation. We went wrong in the impact of notebandi. And we told from 12 to 15%, we came down to 8 to 10%. We believe that the notebandi effect will be behind us and the business will become okay, normal. The business remained continuously dead. As I told earlier, business revived only from 15th of March overall. Because the business started only after 23rd March. January, March is a peak season for our agriculture pipe business and a peak demand period for our off-season sale of cross-laminated film. And both went downward. So water volume we told 8% also we felt. That's why in this volatile time, very difficult to forecast for long term. But now this year also whatever forecast we are doing, we do not know what is going to be the impact of GST.
Okay.
This impact may be more severe than what we are contemplating. Numbers may be wrong also.
And sir, is there an, see, I mean, you are contemplating how much kind of, what is the month of impact, that months of impact that you are assuming right now, sir?
Sorry?
How much months of impact on the channel are you assuming right now because of GST, sir?
Right now. Now these are normal, now.
No, for GST impact.
GST impact can be all, it is beneficial also.
month of disruption we are coming.
No, you see, it depends. We are optimistic people. So we count it will not be more than 3 weeks. But if people are talking, it may be even 8 weeks.
Okay, sir. I understand.
I give the detail also, because retailers are concerned that they do not know the stock lying with them, whether they will get the credit to the extent whatever the goods have suffered, when the, after all, they must get a credit, which will be utilized by them when after 1st July, when they sell the goods, against the GST liability, they can utilize the credit. So they are scared about, they are not clear what credit they will get. And so if the retailers stop buying the goods, or stop destocking the goods, the business will go down much more than what we thought.
Okay. This is fair, sir. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you very much, sir. This has been very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ankit Kedia from Crystal Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations on completing 75 years of operations.
Thank you very much.
Most of my questions have been answered, so I only had two questions. One is on the value-added products. So, as of 31st March, we have around 37.5% share of the products. So, my question is, what kind of, delta in margin one may expect from a 1% increase in the share of these products?
Difficult to say that. Very difficult to say, dear sir. Very difficult to say. But directly, we definitely want to go and increase the share of value-added products.
Okay, so
our aim, as I told you, that our aim is how to go on improving the return on average capital employed.
Okay, so sir, in that case,
if operating margin improve, it always reflect in improving retail, operating return on capital employed.
Sure, sir. So in that case, sir, in the value-added products category, what kind of margins typically do we have?
About 17%.
17%. That is a minimum target. Unless it crosses 17% limit, it doesn't fall into value-added category.
Okay, and is there any...
But if you ask me, 100% last year was a value-added item, because we earned 17%.
Yeah, exactly. So, and also, sir, are we looking at any target in this segment, like maybe around 40% in 2 years or something like that? Share of value-added products?
Very, very difficult to say.
Okay. And so secondly, on the CAPEX side, we are spending around 300 to 350 crores in this financial year, 17-18. Are we expecting the entire expansions to be completed within this year?
You see, we are putting two new complexes. One is in Assam, second in Telangana near Hyderabad.
Yes.
Whenever we commit investment in a complex, that takes full investment in that complex takes 3 years normally to complete.
Okay.
The part of the investment in that complex will definitely be made this year.
Okay.
But it will go on going for next further 2 years. But our is the best production. We go on adding machine, go on developing market. So we have told all government department that our overall investment plan, whatever is given, will be completed in 3 year time.
Okay.
So otherwise, in all other plans, which are brownfield expansion, they will be completed in the year what we are committing.
Okay.
This year, we are planning 3 greenfield plants.
Sure.
We have got 25 plants and now we intend to add 3 new locations this year.
Sure. So that just stands for the other...
That will not complete fully this year, but it will go on being invested this year and next year also, for sure.
Okay, sir. Got it. Fine. And sir, does this also include that regular maintenance capex, or is it apart from this? This number of 300-350 crore that you have given for this year, does that include the maintenance capex part also on the existing facilities?
So maintenance capex goes to revenue. Only the automation and the increase in capacities goes into the...
Sure.
And cannot be capital expenditure.
Okay, sir. Okay. Got it. So that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is Manoj Baheti.
Yeah, welcome, sir.
How are you, sir?
Very fine. Thank you, Baheti.
Sir, I have a couple of questions. One is that you spoke about the opportunity which will be coming on account of shift from unorganized to organized. So if I look at various segments of your business, which of the segment you see this opportunity will be largest, and what will be the company's strategy, like in terms of revisiting the capex plans and all? in terms of means being prepared when this opportunity comes. As you mentioned that your CapEx takes around 2-3 years to commission the greenfield plants which you have just mentioned.
We are investing more money in plastic pipe.
Okay.
We are investing more money in several molds in furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Where we are very clear that unorganized player definitely will start sinking.
Mm-hmm.
From, if not from July, definitely from August, September onward.
Okay.
There we have to be ready that we should not be caught unaware mm-hmm. if we are not able to supply the goods.
Okay.
On cross-limited film also,
mm-hmm.
there are more players in unorganized market than organized market.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch how they will behave. So in one month the time, after 2 months, they started working exactly the same way as they were doing earlier.
Uh-huh.
We believe that after GST comes,
uh-huh.
they will find great difficulty to operate the same speed.
Uh-huh.
They will watch.
Uh-huh.
If their capacity, their money capacity comes close down, uh-huh. so they graduate to organized sector, then demand in that segment also may go up.
Uh-huh.
Same in material handling and protective packaging product. In particularly beginning product, we are seeing that there are too many players and unorganized players.
Uh-huh.
That's why in our plan we have heard that we are expanding capacity in all our existing particularly packaging plants.
Uh-huh.
We are planning to expand capacity.
Okay.
So we are sure of GST coming. We are sure that after GST comes, the player of unorganized market will find difficulty to operate.
Uh-huh.
We should be ready to service the increased demand in, coming in the market.
Uh-huh.
And accordingly we have stepped up our outlay from 215 crore what we invested last year
uh-huh.
to 350 crore this year.
Uh-huh. And sir, do you think it will be sufficient? Like 250? Do you think it will be sufficient? Like looking at the kind of opportunity which will come, and you being one of the largest player within the organized player, do you think that this increasing capex from 215 to 350 crores will be sufficient enough to capture this?
Fortunately, the company doesn't have financial constraint. Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Fortunately, the company doesn't have financial constraint.
Mm-hmm.
If we see more opportunity, we will not be sitting idle.
Mm-hmm.
We can increase our plan from 350 to higher number also.
Okay, okay. But, sir, it will take time, right?
It takes time for the delivery of the machine.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't invest money and then keep it idle.
And sir, secondly, are you seeing some new opportunities opening up for you, like especially in the packaging segment, where we believe that there is a huge presence of the unorganized players? So because of the GST coming in, whether it opens new opportunity in some of the new areas, which may be linked to the overall plastic industry?
In packaging films, there are many opportunities which are available to unbranded players.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from remaining organized player, our another focus area is to go on increasing share of branded goods sale.
Okay.
In packaging film segment where we don't see opportunity for branded goods,
mm-hmm.
then we don't want to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Our overall aim is to how to go on increasing share of branded goods,
right.
which was around 82-83%.
Mm-hmm.
We want to increase further.
Mm-hmm.
We are spending a lot of money to build brand stronger and stronger.
Sir, I have one last question. Is like you mentioned that unorganized players will either have to shut or they have to graduate functioning in an organized.
I did not say they will shut. I said they will shrink.
Okay. They will.
But it is not easy.
Okay. Okay. So, sir, are you also seeing the kind of arrangement which we have seen in other industry, like unorganized player gradually become outsourcing manufacturing partner for the organized players? So, are you also seeing that kind of opportunity emerging?
It may happen, but our country doesn't outsource.
Mm-hmm.
Our company doesn't outsource. We make it in our own plants.
Okay, so even post GST, you won't you won't go for that, like
we are very committed to quality.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for taking my question, and wish you all the best, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara for closing comments.
Thank you so much, everyone, for patiently hearing the questions and the answers which were asked to the management of Supreme. And thank you, Taparia ji, Somani ji, and Sabu ji for attending the call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.